Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with John Gann, the guy who runs the DC Shorts Film Festival, and also joining us on the line as well is Ellen McCarthy, who will be taking part in the festival, Ellen of the Washington Post. Guys, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, great to be here.
All right, let's start with John first. So here we are. It's the day before the festival. Have you caught your breath yet?
Yeah, everything is under control. Everything is planned. You know, we have 125 films from 24 countries and 15 showcases, including a free family show that's being shown at 8 DC libraries at the same time. That should be great. We have a bunch of specialty shows in the middle of the week, including Ellen's going to be participating in a show about modern relationships. Everything is great. We have, you know, record number of filmmakers coming in from around the globe, and hopefully a record number of audience members coming in to enjoy it.
And John, I think, what are we, about 2 years removed from you being dubbed the world's coolest short fest, but the title still applies, right?
The title, of course, still applies. I mean, that was a great honor by Movie Maker Magazine. We are listed by City Paper again as Best Film Festival. So, you know, it's a great event. And we have so many ways to participate. If you can't get your butt down to downtown DC to see a film on a big screen, we even have an online film festival this year where more than 100 of our films are available to watch during the week through a great online platform. So it's a great way for everyone to watch these films.
Yeah, and what year are we in now?
This is our 12th year.
Okay.
So we have really grown.
Yeah, and so what do you mentioned a couple seconds ago that you're now, you know, seeing record numbers in terms of submissions and films. Why do you think you guys have been able to grow? What's the key to your success with that?
Well, I think since the beginning, since I started the festival so many years ago, it was always about films and filmmakers. And if I concentrated on finding the best films and concentrated on giving filmmakers a really amazing opportunity to see their films professionally projected, audiences that really appreciate them, and events that really honor them, that this event would grow. A lot of film festivals seem to be about money and parties and stuff. Ours is really about films and filmmakers, and that, I think, has made us different, and it's what filmmakers appreciate, and I think that's why they want to have their film screened here.
All right, let's throw it over to Ellen McCarthy at the Post real quick. Ellen, so tell us what you're taking part in. It's a special showcase as part of the festival. Why don't you explain?
Yeah, I think this is the first year that they've done something like this. Is that right, John? Where it's a focus night on modern relationships. And so all of the films that are being screened in some way focus on or relate to the way that we relate to each other today. And it's just a really good, strong collection of films. And I think it's a really provocative collection of films. And so we'll be seeing the films, and then we'll be kind of having a discussion afterwards. And I covered weddings and relationships for the Post for about 5 years, and I recently wrote a book called The Real Thing, Lessons on Love and Life from a Wedding Reporter's Notebook, which applies a lot here because it's my field guide to modern relationships, and it includes all the lessons that I learned interviewing all these hundreds of couples over the years. So I'll be guiding the discussion after, and I think it'll just be a really great night out for if it's a date night or if it's like you and your girlfriends or your guy friends and you just sort of have some things to say or have some questions or want to do some venting about modern relationships and dating, it'll be a great forum for all of that.
And when and where is this portion of it?
So this is next Tuesday night at E Street Cinema.
Okay, awesome. Great venue. And so what's the deal? Before you do your little chat with the audience, it's a typical 10-block section of films, I guess?
Yeah. We usually don't program in a thematic way. We usually program what I call the tapas platter. So in a normal screening, you see about 9 to 10 films from all over the world with lots of different themes and animated and drama and documentary and live action. This is an event that is strictly just thematically about modern relationships. And I think they are all, I personally love these films because I think they show completely different types of relationships and the way we handle and deal with those relationships with others.
Gotcha. And John, what are some of the strong films? Just highlight a couple of them for me.
Oh my God, there are so many. I think we have about 15 local films this year, which I'm really happy about. About a fifth of our films this year are from women directors, which I'm really excited about. Women are really underrepresented in the film industry. And I think another 40% of our films are produced, written, or directed by a woman, which is fantastic. We have films, like I said, from 24 countries, including an incredible film from Azerbaijan. We have a ton of films from Germany this year. In fact, we're having a German party on Friday night to celebrate Germany. So many. I can't begin. And one of the things I'm really excited about is we, this past year, helped one of DC's sister cities, Sunderland, England, to create their own short film festival, which happened this past 4th of July. And we are going to be showing the best of their festival during DC Shorts next Wednesday, the 16th. So people can see what our sister city fellows enjoy.
Nice. And what are I know the venues, they change slightly each year. Like this year you mentioned you had the library. Where all can people go see the festival?
Yeah, all the physical theaters are downtown. We're going to be at East Street Cinemas this Thursday through next Thursday, and at the U.S. Navy Memorial's Heritage Center next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We have that free show at 8 different libraries, and you can find more information at dcshorts.com/family about that show. And then we have a bunch of party venues. Everything's within walking distance of Metro Center.
Take me through some of the parties, because people that have been to the festival before will tell you that that's one of the highlights of the whole deal.
Yeah, we have two public parties this year. One's called Der Beer Garden, which is going to be at the Goethe Institute. It's going to be a German-themed party, since we have so many films from Germany. While the party is going on in one room in the theater, we'll be showing on 9 of the German films, so that would be great. We have another party, the City View Party, which is on a rooftop in Metro Center, which is fantastic. And it's just a great way to dance the night away under the stars and meet lots of filmmakers from around the world.
That's awesome. Hey, Ellen, have you ever been to DC Shorts before?
I have. You know, I wrote for the weekend section for a long time at the Post. And so I think early on I went when I was sort of covering arts and entertainment.
So you covered the festival for the Post?
Yeah, I remember doing some previews for it, it's so impressive the way that they've grown and really kind of brought so many people from the community in, and you know, brought short films to an audience that you know might not seek them out on their own, but you get to see. I mean, what I love about it is that it's like poetry. You know, there are these short, succinct, really distilled, beautiful works of art, and I just applaud all the work that everybody at the Film Fest has done to really promote these amazing films and filmmakers.
It's true. It's great with those little short creative flourishes there, and it's really tailor-made for even people with short attention spans. If you don't like it, you can wait like 10 minutes, and you got another one, and then you got another one. But the thing is, these are really great movies. The people that never been to the festival, these are really great filmmakers doing telling a lot of story in about 10 minutes or even less sometimes. Ellen, have you ever seen any of the movies that are going to be in your Modern Relationships block?
I did, yeah. I've watched most of them, yeah. And what I liked about it was that they do approach relationships from so many different angles. Of course, some of them are about romantic relationships and dating, but then there are others about the depth of friendships and how friendships grow and evolve over the years and over our time together. And I, each one of them I thought was just really beautiful, but more than that, really impactful. And so I think that it's perfect for a night like this, because everybody sort of will have something to say about them and will feel something in response to watching them. And I think what's interesting is to sort of, get to hear how they impacted, the people sitting around you.
Absolutely. That event in particular sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. John, remind us some of the countries that are submitting this year.
Oh, we have films from Germany, Australia, Finland, France, Argentina, Brazil, Mexico, the U.S., tons from Canada, so many countries. Really happy to have some films from some countries we've never had films from before, including Azerbaijan, I believe we have a film from Cyprus this year. So it's really exciting that we get so many submissions from around the world. I mean, I think this year we received submissions from 54 countries, which is incredible. We could only show from 24. I wish we could show everything that was submitted to us, but it's not possible, not enough theater space.
Exactly. All right, John, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get tickets and, you know, the cost and all that stuff.
Sure. Everything is online at dcshorts.com. And you can find out, you can look at the schedule of events. You can get details about every single movie we have. Many of them have trailers, so you have a better idea of what the films are about. You can buy an all-access pass, which gets you into everything during the week. All the party information is there. And, of course, the free family screening information is there, too, along with a guide for parents, sort of like a little discussion guide you can talk to your kids about the films. So really excited about all that.
Awesome. And then in terms of the filmmakers, just wrapping up, you know, what do you usually hear from them, during the final, you know, let's say at the award ceremony or at the end when it's all said and done, you know, in past years, what do you hear the feedback from the filmmakers as they leave DC Shorts? I mean, what's their takeaway?
I think most filmmakers are just really grateful to be in such an amazing city with incredible audiences that really appreciate film. They don't just watch it, they devour it. And they ask questions and they get involved with the discussions. I think they really appreciate that. I think they really appreciate an event that focuses on them and their endeavors and their creative abilities. So many festivals seem to forget filmmakers, especially filmmakers who make short product. So the fact that that's all we honor and that's our mission is to honor it, I think is really exciting.
And not only that, after Ellen's event, they might go away with better chance of getting a date. So there you go.
Let's hope. It's the least we can do, really.
Well, it's a community service you guys are doing, really.
That's right.
Thanks so much for taking the time to join us. John Gann, Ellen McCarthy, we really appreciate you coming on WTOP, and we'll see you out at the festival.
Thanks, Jason.